Seemingly unable to control the streets, the government's rounding up well-known opponents to the regime. There aren't any exact numbers, but it's believed hundreds have been arrested in the last few days. The World's Laura Lynch was required to leave Iran, where she had been reporting until yesterday. She's now following the story from London.
In Iran right now, it seems there's nowhere to hide and almost nowhere to run. The roundup began within a day of Friday's election. Madia Mohammadi watched as a group of men came to her house hunting for her husband, academic and journalist Ahmad Zedabadi.
Late on Saturday, my husband was arrested in the middle of the night. They dragged him from outside our door. He had just got back home from work. They said they had a parcel to deliver. I knew something was not quite right, but before I could tell what was happening, my husband was gone.
The list of those detained grows every day. Hadi Gaemi, an Iranian working for the New York-based International Campaign for Human Rights, says hundreds have been jailed.
The people arrested in Tehran are pretty much the top ranks of opinion makers, political strategists, advisors to Mousavi and Karoubi, the two reformist candidates, and human rights defenders, lawyers, activists, journalists.
Some, such as Mohammad Reza Jalalpour, are young. He's a university student, the son of a Tehran University sociologist. Jalalpour was arrested as he tried to board a flight to London yesterday morning. But many others are veterans of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. One of the most prominent is Ibrahim Yazdi. He was the foreign minister in the first post-revolution government and now heads the so-called Freedom Movement. Gaemi says authorities tracked Yazdi down at the hospital when they couldn't find him at home.
He is an elderly man, over 7 years old. He was in an intensive care unit yesterday when they arrested him. They took him to Evin prison. And then today, the prison authorities returned him to the hospital and called his wife to immediately go there because his situation is critical.
Gaemi believes agents are still keeping Yazdi under guard. The wave of arrests is spreading across the country. The government says it's trying to control troublemakers, and state television is reporting that the government has unearthed a plot to carry out bombings in Tehran on Election Day, a plot linked to so-called foreign interests. But some are apparently being targeted simply for doing too many interviews with foreign media. Political analyst Sadegh Zabakalan of Tehran University doesn't believe the detentions will make any difference.
The mood is one of defiance. Despite these attacks, despite these arrests, I don't see any sign of weakening and any sign of giving up. On the contrary, these attacks, these arrests make the people to become more resolute and more determined.
That's certainly true of Madia Mohammadi. She hasn't been able to see her husband or even find out where he is. Mohammadi says officials have told her he should have behaved. None of it, not the arrest of her husband, not the warnings, none of it is silencing her.
The Islamic Republic must do something. See what's happening on the streets of Tehran? People are angry. Yesterday I heard people in the Revolutionary Court shouting, "Where are our children? I don't know where my husband is sleeping right now." Husbands and children of those arrested will break the doors of Evin prison if they don't tell us where our loved ones are.
So far, the two reform leaders, Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, haven't been touched, though their words and movements are being closely watched by the government. Perhaps those in charge don't want to make martyrs of the two men, sensing it could drive even more people out onto the streets. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.